Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moe, and I'm what you looking for, also known as Angel Tank Sleep. And that man wanna get with me, also known as that chick Angel, that chick Angel, on yo thing, yo. I don't know if that makes sense. Ho, ho. And I'm also joined by two of my favorite people in the whole world. And it's great because they have the same name, so nobody has to be confused. But we'll start off with my co-host. Tell them who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of Is It Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week, and we pretty much talk about anything we got dang feel like it. All right, this week we're going to be talking about them HBCUs we're into. But anyway, we do this every single week, and we are joined by some wonderful people. That is our immediate family. You can be a part of that immediate family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low, low of $5 a month, and you can get in on all the goodness, all right? We do stuff before. We usually talk to them before every episode, after every episode. We do other stuff that the general population does not see, hear, or even know that we're talking about. All right, when we want to talk about some things, if it's the hot tea, we talking about it with the immediate family. That ain't for everybody, all right? That's a grown folks table. And we also joined by some wonderful sponsors. But before I mention those sponsors, we also joined by a third member of this podcast today who sometimes sits behind the camera. Today they sitting in front of the camera, our oldest son, our eldest.
Marcus. No.
Tell them about yourself real quick.
I am their son, first son. And I guess I'm here to talk about the HBCU tour.
What grade are you in, baby?
I'm in 10th grade.
All right. And you who again? What's your name?
Marcus.
A.K.A.?
Little Marcus.
There we go. That's who he is.
They call you Medium Marcus.
They try to call him Medium Marcus. I don't know why he's so little. We are joined by two amazing sponsors. They are Hungry Root and Alloy. We'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. But we're going to jump into our segments right now. We are so excited. We typically shoot this live with our Patreon on a Monday.
Yeah.
But all of our Patreon were fully aware that the last week of spring break, my son was able to participate in a HBCU tour that I curated with the help of one of our Patreon members, one of our immediate family members, Ebony, who is a college counselor, a college admissions counselor at a school in Atlanta. And she was able to give me not only her expertise in helping me put this together, but also her connection. So major shout out to her. I've been wanting to tell her all the updates about it, but I was like, girl, wait until my son get back so that we can do the whole thing. So, but we still will do our regular segments. And the way we like to jump off on this show is called In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good. It's our oldest segment. It's where we talk about what's got us feeling good, what's got us feeling some type of way. So we will kick it off with me. What's got me feeling some type of way? Last week I was at home by myself for the entire week. Everybody left on Saturday. Nobody came back until Friday. And I made a lot of progress with laundry. I made progress with some home stuff. Like, our dining room was a hot ass mess. And I was able to get mail organized off the table for the most part. I was able to see things that were outstanding because they were stuck under mail. We didn't even realize that we had not handled it. Did all the dirty clothes, everything. Putting up clothes in my room. And when I tell you, it looks like I made a zero amount of progress when it came to my clothes. And I can tell you, I worked hours on putting up clothes.
She worked hard.
I worked hard. I'm telling you, hard. And it looks like no progress has been made.
Hard was standing slew foot.
Hard. And nothing looks like it's been done. And it has. I have too many damn clothes. And I wouldn't be mad about how many clothes I had if it was clothes that were like, baby, you eating down. Like, that is not majority of my wardrobe. Majority of my wardrobe is, okay, that's cute. Oh, you can wear that. That's what majority of my wardrobe is. My shoes, first of all, I don't want to wear half of them most of the time because I'd be like, I don't want my toes covered and I don't want to be in heels. However, I also don't like when my shoes don't really complete an outfit. And I work on two shows where you do not see my feet. So then I'd be like, why do you care? Why do you care? Mm-hmm. But then when I look in the mirror, I'd be like, God, dog, why are you in some damn flip-flop slides?
Yeah. And you got a whole lot of shoes.
I do. You
got a whole lot of clothes, period.
Yes.
You understand me? Period.
The amount of t-shirts piss me off. I steal all those damn brand shirts.
Influencer.
Yeah, we'll call them influencer, but it's like the brands of my friends, Tabitha Brown, Stage Crew, Tony Baker, my own, all of those still on the floor from where they were when we did this, when me and y'all did this together, talking about my Patreon months ago. It infuriates me that I really thought I was going, by the time you got back, you were going to be so impressed by the work I did. And had you seen how hard I worked, you would be like, I have no idea why this is still looking like this.
We got two new rugs. That's a...
We did. And I cleaned the carpet, the new rugs. I put it. Marcus didn't think I could move the table. I moved that table, moved it back. I got work done. And the house did not look a wreck when they got back. But it also didn't look the way I was hoping it was going to look. So that's got me in my feelings.
The squeeze we didn't see the juice from the squeeze.
Didn't see, but that's how much stuff had to come off the fruit before we even got to squeeze any of the damn fruit to get juice. So that's got me in my feelings. What's up with you?
What's got me in my feelings? It goes into the main topic a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to go too far into it.
Then find something else. Merch. That's the word I was looking for.
Oh, merch.
Instead of influencer stuff, I was like, what are the shirts called that I have? It's my friend's merch.
Yeah. I'm going to be, 1,000% honest with you. I know you'd be like, you just be complaining. Well, I don't be complaining. That might have me in my feelings. People think I'd be complaining. Where I'm literally just expressing my thought in the moment. It ain't me like, oh, why is this? It's like, but why is it? I truly don't have nothing I don't feel no type of way like about.
Yes, you do.
What?
You're eating boring right now.
I'm over that. Last week or a week before, I was pissed. I'm over that. I'm like, it is what it is. I'm tired of being hungry. There it is. That ain't got me in feelings, but I be hungry nonstop now because I'm eating clean. Yeah, I'll put that in my feelings. Eating clean and trying to eat clean, you always hungry.
Yeah, you got it.
And my problem is I eat a lot. Like, I overindulge. I don't even consider it overindulging. I just don't want to be hungry after a damn meal. You shouldn't be hungry after a meal. But that's why I did my research and I started doing eating other things like this. The slow releasing.
Oh.
It lets the enzymes in the food slowly release, but it's natural, like almonds, strawberries, stuff like that. it makes you feel more full because and makes the food last long, feel like it's lasting longer because it's like a slow release of everything.
They said that's about apples.
Apples too, but yeah. You know, I can't be eating my portion of apples, even on an apple, would be considered unhealthy.
But are you getting are you eating enough protein? Because they usually say that really helps.
Absolutely. Yeah, my portion of apples, I would probably go through 6-7 apples a day, and that ain't good for you either.
Yeah, but like even, so this is your strategy. We both ate pretty clean. Well, I won't say I ate clean this morning, but we both focused on cleaner breakfasts. Marcus's breakfast was beautiful. It was some strawberries, some grilled salmon or air fried salmon, egg whites, and spinach. He didn't cook the spinach. He ate it completely raw.
That's how I be cooking, eating my spinach. Yeah.
Now, I made an egg white omelet. No cheese. It had peppers in it. It had spinach. It had tomatoes. It had mushrooms. It had minced garlic and a little bit of seasoning. Marcus's eggs had seasoning. And he was like, I didn't know we had all these ingredients. I said, yeah, I went to the store to get it. I said, but you started cooking before I got back. And he was like, yeah, no, I don't need to cook like that because it's going to be.
If I season the hell out of it and it's good, I'm on instead of 3 egg whites, I'm going to do 8 egg whites. Like, oh, but this year, I'm going to fix me another helping. Fix me some more and fix them again. I'm like, no, just let this meal be boring so I ain't. Because the fact of the matter is, once I'm full, I'm Gucci. Like, I was full after that meal. Mm. But if it was good, the way my mind, I have the mind of an obese person. It's good.
If you
I'm
don't
full,
know the mind of an obese person.
I'm sorry. If it's good and I'm full, my brain won't allow my stomach to believe that it's full, and I will keep eating. Mm-hmm. That's why people look at me as like, how in the hell were you able to put away that much food? Like, one person get one plate, I get 3 plates and finish it off with another small plate or something I thought was good. That's how I've always ate. So I'm like, let me not make this absolutely delicious. It ain't going to be nasty, but I don't need it to be no gourmet, delicious meal. Just let me get through breakfast and not be hungry.
All right, little Marcus.
The thing is, the one that I want to do is going to be a part of the main topic, so I don't.
Are you excited to go back to school? Hey. Are you happy that you're going back to school? Are you in your feelings at all about going back to school?
Going back to school, I'm kind of excited for it, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
Because of assignments.
You excited to start getting back up early?
Where did these glasses come from?
You like his glasses?
They're the new pair?
Yeah.
It's my first time paying attention to them.
Yeah. Those are glasses that he picked out. You excited to get up at 6:20 in the morning?
No.
You're not? That could be what's in your feelings. What time do you wish you were able to get up to go to school? Now, mind you, it pushes the end of your school day to whatever time. Oh, you'd be happy if your school day started at 7 o'clock your wake up time if you have 40 more minutes.
Yes.
If we lived closer to the school, you could have it because I wouldn't mind doing 2 drives to the school, you know, dropping off the younger kids first than you, but we live too far. So sorry, kid. All right. So let's talk about what's got us feeling good. What's got me feeling good is that I got to do my good acting last week. So the reason why I was not with my family as they were out for spring break out of town is that I booked a show, which I won't say on here which show I booked since it's not been announced that I'm on it. And without telling you all what is happening with my character, there was some stuff I had to do that I had never had to do on screen before. And there were some things physically and psychologically happening with my character that also I've never had to deal with before. So I am working with another actress who is very well respected. I didn't know who she was at all. But, like, I could tell by how people were salivating over her, black and white, that I said, oh, okay, so she's somebody special and important. Very great actress, very well, like, grounded. When I say grounded, you know what I mean when I say an actress is grounded, baby?
Yeah.
What does it mean to you?
Like in terms of like skill or like just this personality? Because when I see her grounded, I'm like, they're like, they have like a bunch of skills, and then also could mean like they're humble, I guess.
Not humble, even though she is. When they act, they're the layer between what they're pretending to do and reality are so close. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like this is literally what they would be doing in the real world. That's what I mean by, like, grounded. Like, they are so grounded and tethered to reality. Reality and them acting don't feel far apart. It feels very close to each other. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So she's very grounded. Like, so, like half the time, I'm like, oh, we're in the scene. You're that good. So I was like, oh, Angel, now listen, what you're not about to do is embarrass yourself looking like a clown beside this person. So I did the research I needed to do to know what I needed to do physically and psychologically for the scenes. And I felt so good about my work. And even she was just like, oh my God, Angel. And I was like, thank you. Thank you very much. I said, I worked on this last night because I realized, okay, girl, you don't know this. You don't have anything to relate to for this. You've never been through this. Mm-hmm. So
was that the day that you said you didn't think you had anything to do? Any lines? And then you was like,
no, thank God.
I'm the only one speaking.
God. But even that one, baby, Angel was on it and ready. Well, I wasn't ready at first because I didn't realize I had lines. I was like, oh, today I don't have any lines. Great. And I said, well, let me look at, they print off sides. And so sides are what is being shot today and what are the lines being shot today. And so I said, okay, I'm in scene 20. And oh my goodness, I'm the only one talking in this scene, and it's a lot. And I knew based off of what was happening in the scene. Yeah,
she discovered this as she's on the phone with me.
Yes.
She's like, yeah, so I go work. She said, it's going to be easy because I ain't got no lines. I was going. She was like, let me make sure, but I'm pretty sure I ain't got no lines. And she was like, I'm the only one speaking.
And we are now in the van driving to set to shoot the thing. So I said, girl, you better hurry up and memorize this. And these were not lines that were in the audition. So it wasn't like, oh, just tap into that memory. No, these are not in there. And based off of what was happening in the scene, this wasn't lines that I could like do slower. These are, you've got to spit these out at rapid pace. You can't be, well, it's not like, so how you been? Is your mom doing okay? Because I haven't seen her in such a long time and she was so sweet. No, it's, how you been? How's your mom? I haven't seen her in a while. Come on, we gotta go. You know, it's like that type of situation. I was like, okay, you cannot be stumbling because these people do not do a lot of takes. They'll be like, we do two takes. You feel good about that? Let's move on. That's how they shoot.
Yeah.
So you got to be right when you're right. So anyways, I have just felt good.
You feel good about it? Do you? I don't know.
And the other actress always feels like, good.
We don't care. We can cut you out if it don't look good. Do you feel good about it?
Ooh, it has been like, okay, girl, do not be up here stinking it up. So I have felt really, really, really good about the work that I've been doing. There was only one scene where I was just like, damn. But the only reason why I felt that way is because the director gave me a different direction than what I had practiced. And so I couldn't get myself where I wanted to be mentally at first. And I said, but that next day, baby, she showed up. So that's what's got me feeling good. You, my husband, other than this food, that's what should have been in your feelings, is all the food that's in your, the gaping holes in your mouth.
For y'all that don't know, I got my two top wisdom teeth removed a couple weeks ago. And the size holes left in my gum, it be buckets of food getting up in there. And it's hard to get out. I just had the rest of my breakfast as Angel was talking. I didn't even know it was up. I was like, oh, listen, God. Listen,
that's why you be hungry, because you not getting
all the food. Yeah, I'm only swallowing 50% of what I eat. That's what's got me feeling good. I was able to, usually, y'all, for years now, I would chew gum. I could only chew gum for about 5 or 10 minutes, and now I have to spit it out because it's almost like my jaw muscles would get inflamed, and I would end up biting the side of my cheeks. all the way in the back, and it was from my wisdom teeth. I was able to chew gum this weekend. It was like, I ain't got to worry about that no more. Anyway, that's beside the point. What's got me feeling good, y'all? Now, Patreon already heard this. I think I'm a little closer now. I got this stuff that I've been working on, this, I guess you can call it merch. I don't know if I'm going to make it merch or just let y'all see it and like it. And if you want to buy it, put it up. Say, I'm not sure. But I'm real excited about it.
Good.
That also goes into.
Of course. That's what I know. That's what it, I'm sure the HBCU tour just lit a flame.
No, that's what that wasn't what it was. This is more so the HBCU tour, just a little bit. That kind of like, that just, the fire was already going. And that just, you know, threw a little bit more. But it's more so the political climate and the political climate. And it's like, I'm so glad I thought of this. It's very close to something that's already kind of out and going. But I'm like, I don't care. It's the water owl. I'm not going to stop anything I'm doing just because I discover that it's something similar already out there. This is mine. It don't matter. It's different. That's what's got me feeling good. That and just this whole trip. But it's kind of hard to come back from something like what we just experienced last week and that not be at the top of everything that I'm thinking of. So that's what's got me feeling good. I ain't going to say nothing completely different.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you. You like, but that.
I mean, because you could have put, because our good friend is in here. You could have put.
Yeah, I'm going to bring her up too. My homegirl Shonda's in the chat. She's watching, but that's part of the trip.
Well, no. Okay, so let me be clear. When we talk about the HBCU tour for the main topic when we get there, I would like a lot of our focus to be on the
school. Mine can be quick, okay? And I ain't got to go.
I know.
What? Say it.
What I'm saying is, if you were to have brought up that what's got you feeling good was being at Adore's dedication, I'm saying, oh, that's fine because I want the main topic to be mainly about the schools and what y'all experienced. Yeah. So that's why when you were looking at me like, say why you want to say.
Anyway, I'm going to get to that when we start talking about last week's trip. Marcus, what's got you feeling some type of way?
You start with me?
I ain't start with you. You don't tell me what I'm gonna do on my side.
You did start with me. Just then. That's why, Angel. I'm like
Marcus.
Got me feeling good.
See that? The man took charge. You moving did. On.
Jesus, help me.
Got me feeling good. I guess. Spending the rest of my time for spring break at home because I was hoping I'd be able to spend at least some of my time at home.
But you did the first week.
Well, yeah, but
you just wanted the whole 2 weeks.
He wanted the first week to be all the travel, the second week doing nothing. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. It's really just that.
The spending. What about spending time at home? Do you enjoy?
I guess it's with my family, and then also getting work done.
Okay, you got schoolwork to do?
Yeah, a bit. I'm three, four scripts I have to memorize.
Oh, you got to memorize some scripts. You could have been doing that on the trip.
I would have not been able to get it done.
Oh, because I forgot. You all find out we have a narcoleptic on our hands.
Spending time with your family.
He's been spending time with us. You know he don't usually, but he begged to go grocery shopping with me earlier.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
He did. He was like, Mom!
Speak up a little louder. Or do I need to turn his mic up?
No, his mic is at the same level as ours. He just has to be loud and belligerent like his dad. So let's move on to the main topic.
Hold on. Get your mic.
Scoot your stand closer to you if you can, or either move the
I was gonna keep. No, I moved it in because it kept falling.
Okay. All right. So we are going to move on to the main topic, which is, if you are a part of our Patreon, you can see it is our HBCU tour edition. A little bit backstory, and then I'm gonna let the boys take it away. The men,
yeah.
So none of us prior to this no situation had ever gone on a HBCU tour specifically for their own educational experience. I've never done that. My husband has never done that. No. Now our son can. However, I have been on HBCU tours as a college graduate because I have been a mentor for a very long time. So I was a part of the YMCA Black Achievers. While I was a part of the YMCA Black Achievers as a high school student, the HBCU tour either didn't exist or my mother could not afford to send me on the tour. And they would literally take a busload of Black high schoolers and they would come up with a tour that would go on. So once I graduated from the University of Kentucky, me and my best friend Nina were chaperones for a tour. And so we went to Alabama A&M. I think we went to another school in Alabama. I cannot honestly remember all of the schools. Alabama and A&M stuck in my head.
Say, yeah, Black Achievers. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. We went at YMCA Black Achievers, okay? And it was then that I realized that I could have went to an HBCU. Let me rewind just a little bit. I wanted to go to an HBCU coming out of high school. My school of choice was FAMU. I did not know much about it other than they had a very famous marching band. And at that time, I wanted to be, and I don't even think they have the dancers in the marching band. That's how much I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be one of the dancers in the marching band. I was in a white school, a predominantly white school that had a marching band, and I was in the color guard. Loved it, but then I was like, I want to be in a Black marching band, and I want to be one of the dancers in the front because I was graduating as a dance major. I was like, oh, I can do this. So FAMU was like, that's where I'm going to go. I was also obsessed with Florida, so I was like, it's perfect. My best friend at the time, Nina, was like, do not do this to me. She was like, that is too far away, and my mother is not going to allow me to go that far away. And I remember at the time thinking, what the hell does your mama have to do with my decision? My mother said I could go wherever the heck I wanted to go. So I ended up not applying to FAMU.
The irrational minds of high schoolers.
Well, her mom, she really felt like her mom. Well, you know, a lot of students.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, just in general, even you not even knowing if they got a dancing part.
I had no idea. You got the internet wasn't like the internet is now.
Yeah.
There was some information, but the school still had to mail you a lot of stuff. So then I was like, okay, let me go to Tennessee State University because I was not going to Kentucky State. That's what I knew. That's the only HBCU in Kentucky. And I said, I'm not going there.
K-State.
I was like, I'm not going.
Bryan Station grad school.
And K-State even came to the school to try to recruit me for their choir. I went to get information from TSU, Tennessee State University. They sent me information and they sent me a bill. That's when I knew I wasn't going. Because I was like, how do I have a bill when I have not applied to your school as of yet? How are you sending me? I owe you money. I have never been to the school. And the
Tierra graduated from K-State.
Yeah, listen, ain't nothing wrong. I know, listen, I got a lot of friends that went to K-State. I wasn't going. Okay, that's what I knew. So the University of Kentucky got me when I said I wasn't going there because their recruiter at the time, Buzz Burnham, was on me like flies on shit. He was like, Angel, what do we have to do to get you to say yes to here? And I was like, I don't want to go. My sister already goes there. My sister was graduating from there. I was like, I do not want to follow in her footsteps. He was like, what if we give you a full ride plus room and board plus a stipend? He was like, if I'm telling you I can guarantee you that, will you shake on it right now? And my mother made it clear she wasn't paying for no school.
Her mama said she's paying for 1 through 12.
She said K through 12.
K through 12, which is already free.
She said, I'm not paying for nothing else. I was like, you didn't pay for K through 12. She said, I know I did the math.
She said, however, I was able to get you a car. Like,
so I, that was enough. I was just like, Angel, I was like, why are you fighting it? So the University of Kentucky, where my sister also went to school, is where I end up going because I was able to graduate without any student debt. I did end up taking out a loan. Hold on, we got a little tech difficulty. Hold on one second. I end up taking out a loan my senior year to pay for some furniture that my mother promised she was going to pay for, but she didn't, and I needed to I didn't need it to affect my. So I only graduated with $5,000 worth of debt, yeah, and then, that wasn't even for school.
Then Angel graduated and said, "Now I'll go into debt."
Oh, absolutely. That's what I then said. Let's get into it. Say all of that to say, once I went on that college tour, I went to see Alabama and A&M. I looked at their scholarship packet, and I realized I could have had a full ride there.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that at most of the schools we went to, I was like, UK wasn't offering me anything different than I would have gotten anywhere else. I just didn't know at the time. So I said, I don't want my son to miss out on the opportunity to learn about HBCUs. I honestly would love for him to go to one. It will be his ultimate choice at the end with some of our input. So the school that he goes to does a HBCU tour every other year. They just did one this year, but he is not of the age where they let you go. You have to be a junior or a senior. So the next time they do it, he'll be a senior. That is way too late. I said, He needs.
Which is silly, especially for that school to do it every other year. Like,
y'all got the funds.
They don't even line up with the kids going to high school at your school.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like, I want him to go. At one point in time, I thought I was going to have to start an entire nonprofit in order to pull off these HBCU tours. And I was going to bring black boys from California to the HBCUs so that they will be aware.
After this, I might end up doing that anyway.
Yeah. Why are you going to take my idea?
Because I'm going to do it better.
These are the type of things that actually piss me off when he says stuff jokingly like that. I'm like, don't you dare. It's springtime and everything is just so crazy. Schedule's crazy. We're getting ready for trying to get stuff together for summer, making sure my oldest son can do his finals. It's just so much to do. And trying to shop for food to stay healthy. What? Who got time for that? Well, everyone in my house has always had something going on. I call this the busy season, and I don't have a lot of time to go grocery shopping or to cook healthy meals at home. That's why I love Hungry Root. Hungry Root is like having your own personal shopper, okay, that understands what you're trying to do, because they're also kind of like a nutritionalist. That's all that wrapped up in one. They take care of the weekly grocery shopping. They recommend healthy options and meals tailored to your taste, all right? And also your nutritional preferences and health goals. Now, what's great is that they make eating high quality, nutritious foods and achieving any of your health goals. Now, it doesn't matter what those health goals are. I'm talking about anti-inflammatory to gut friendly, gluten-free or dairy-free, high protein, whatever. They make achieving those goals so much easier. They do the shopping, the planning, and then you do the cooking, and the food can be really simple and stress-free. And you can also personalize the recommendations. Well, the recommendations become more personalized because it gets smarter. Hungry Root gets very smart and understands what you like and what you don't like. All of Hungry Root's recipes can be made in just 15 minutes or less, with over 15,000 recipes shipped every week. This is something for every taste and nutrition preference. So you can also have things like healthy smoothies or kid snacks, sweets, ready to go meals or ready to eat meals, and salad kits, even supplements. Come on, Hungry Root. There's no high fructose corn syrup, any of those nasty artificial sweeteners or preservatives in any of Hungry Root's food. They only source from top quality meat, seafood, free of hormones and antibiotics. Listen, y'all know I love a good meal plan, but as we get close to the summer, I'm trying to unbig this back, and I cannot be out here making mistakes. Hungry Root is the way to go to end up getting to your health goals and making your life so much easier. I love Hungry Root. Take advantage of this exclusive offer. For a limited time, get 40% off your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/argue.
Argue.
And use code argue.
Argue.
That's hungryroot.com/argue.
Argue.
Code argue.
Argue.
To get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. hungryroot.com/argue.
Argue.
Code argue. Argue. I said this on Here's the Thing. I thought I was going to have to start a nonprofit. I didn't have to. Was able to just do it this way. Let's start with the first school.
We starting with the first stop. We got into Atlanta on Saturday. That was the beginning of the lack of sleep. Yeah. Would you have to say?
Yeah.
We got into Atlanta late on Saturday. We just kind of laid around the hotel room. Didn't do a whole lot. the area we were staying in was like Party City. We stayed at the Moxie in Midtown. And that's when I realized, oh, I'm getting old, because the hotel lobby is like a bar lounge. They had a DJ in there. You check in at the bar, literally, if you've never been to a Moxie. We checked in. It was loud down there. I was like, let's go downstairs, grab something to eat, because I know he's – and by the way, we took Marcus. With me, it was Marcus and his classmates, like now friend Aiden. I said, let's go downstairs, grab something to eat. So there's a rooftop bar. We go out there. We sat down at the table. It is loud, and ain't nothing on the menu we really want. So I said, there's a Chipotle close by. Let's drive to the Chipotle. I wasn't paying attention to extremely how close the Chipotle was, and there's nowhere to park. We hop in the car. We drive to Chipotle. I loop around, go park at the hotel, and we walk to Chipotle. But walking down that street, Marcus will tell you, everything was loud. Every restaurant we passed, music was blaring loud. There was a little one restaurant, looked like a hut. I think it was like a juice bar or something. Loud music. I'm like, why? And I said, am I really this old?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess so. Then later on that night, I ended up meeting up with my boy Eric. But then that was just Saturday. Sunday is when, like I said, my family, my sister, my homegirl, Shonda, is in the chat. Went to high school with her, middle and high school. They had their baby dedication for little Adora. That's their daughter's name. Love that little girl. I don't know if y'all realize it yet, Shonda, but that's my goddaughter. went to her dedication at, Elizabeth Church? Elizabeth?
I don't know.
Elizabeth Baptist Church. I'm pretty sure. She'll correct me if I'm wrong.
That was church.
It was all right. I felt the praise and worship was long.
That's be black churches. I'd be like, come on.
But the dedication stuff would extended that. Like, it was an extra long.
But he just said the praise and worship was long.
Yeah, the praise and worship was long, but I think it was extra long because of that. Like, praise and worship, it was, I don't know, it felt like it was over an hour.
That, yes, churches be, I'd be like, come on, y'all.
But when we walking in, I said, this looks like a church that has multiple services in a Sunday, because they got to pay for all this, because it's a nice church.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, that ain't going to be that long, because we got to be out by such and such time, which we was out by such and such time, but it was still long. Mm. But anyway, we did the dedication, went back to my boy Eric's parents' house, ate some good food, typical Southern Sunday dinners, which we needed. I didn't, but I ate it.
Oh, so you didn't eat clean then?
I ate as clean as I could. I had the green beans, I had the greens, and the grilled chicken. Now, how it was prepared?
Was the grilled chicken fried and then grilled onto a grill?
It was grilled. It wasn't Cuban grilled.
Yes, where it's just butter.
We went to Cuba, y'all, and they literally dip the chicken in butter, fry it, and then throw it on the grill just to give it the lines.
Bless.
Anyway. So anyway, that was Sunday. I was so glad I got to be here for the dedication and to see my family and everything. And then so they, from that experience, this is before we got on the HBCU, what did you and Aiden say when we was leaving Eric's parents' house? You don't remember?
I forgot what we said. I think I said that later.
They said, y'all were talking about how much y'all liked Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just like.
Why you like Atlanta?
Imagine just Kentucky. Yeah, imagine it was Kentucky.
Yeah, and you like Kentucky?
Yes.
Why you like Kentucky?
Like the open fields and stuff, you know, just like more space, I guess.
Scenery.
More space, okay.
Yeah, it ain't just concrete and buildings.
Yeah.
But Aiden, I don't know, I think he liked the landscape of like how green it was, but they both, like when they got in the car, they were just like, Aiden said at first, he was like, I really like Atlanta. Then Mark's like, I do too, this is nice out here.
Was that Aiden's first time in Atlanta?
I think so.
Okay, and was that your first time in LA outside of the airport? I mean,
I was trying to figure out. I was like, that was his first time, like going through the city and seeing everything.
When we flew into Atlanta for your father's funeral, but we got right into a rental car and drove. Yeah. And they were so young, y'all were just like, "What the hell is going on?" Yeah. So,
but then you know, of course, the people they was, you know, just meeting like somebody's actual family or whatever, just being in that whole environment, they feel right at home. People were talking to them. Two of the young ladies went to, do you remember where they went to school?
I don't remember.
Was it FAMU? Anyway, So anyway, that was Sunday. So then we kicked off on Monday. First stop was Morehouse. So what was your thoughts on Morehouse?
I liked Morehouse. When I first got there, I thought it was big because, again, I had no perception of what a college campus was, how like big it can get. So I thought it was a pretty big school, at least compared to my high school. Well, yeah. Is it bigger than? No.
Definitely. Absolutely bigger than high school. Marcus was like, this campus is huge. First of all, let me tell y'all the dynamic real quick. So Marcus and his friend Aiden, now friend Aiden, they've been on camping trips, the same camping trip before. They have a class together. Seeing them together and getting to know Aiden, they're literally the same child.
Except for Aiden talks more.
Aiden talks a lot more. Marcus is funny too. Just Aiden talks more and shows his personality more than Marcus does. But Aiden is, I don't know how much older than Marcus. He's not a full year older than Marcus, but he's 16. Marcus is 15. Aiden's 6'2". Marcus is 6'1".
And Aiden's more meticulous.
Yeah, Aiden's extremely meticulous. But just their personalities and talking, I was like, how the hell are y'all not best friends? This don't make sense. Y'all have a class together. You the same child. How y'all not, like, y'all don't talk in class? Marcus is like, no, not really. We don't talk to each other. I'm like, how?
How y'all not good friends? You don't know.
I don't know.
And it took all of, I don't know, by the second day of traveling together, I'm like, and it's locked in.
Well, we'll see. Have y'all talked since you've been back?
No.
Yeah, because Marcus went to his computer and shut everything out again.
It's all good. So back to Morehouse.
Yeah, back to Morehouse.
Remember the tour. First thing was that they had a barber shop. I think that was one of the first things that they actually pointed out.
Yeah, they was walking out of the student center. They have a barber shop/salon, so you can get a faded up, you can get twist right there on campus. They understand the culture and understand kids need that.
Then we went. What was it? They took like a left, I think, and we went to like the auditorium or. With like all the paintings and stuff.
Yeah, so that shows they went to the auditorium where it has like this on the walls, it has all the presidents, everybody that's done stuff for the school. You could see from the beginning till now of like the culture, how rich the culture is, and like all the color, even from since the beginning, how the school was like, you know, came about to where it is now. They have the current, everybody's up there except for the current president because he's still the president.
What did you think about seeing? So I'm assuming you saw just a wall of black men.
Yeah, some good. No, it was some good, honest white men up there.
Okay, so some white folks. So tell me, what were you?
I guess like,
Did it have an effect at all seeing that? I mean, the thing about Marcus is that he's had black principals, so this is not.
Yeah.
This is not new. They've been black women,
black teachers. Yeah, black women.
I mean, it didn't really, like, do anything for me. I wasn't surprised that it started off with, like, had, like, some white people and black principals or presidents. So I wasn't really, like, surprised or anything. Mm-hmm. I was surprised it had paintings. That's what I was surprised about.
That it was the paintings. I guess that's not normal. You
see a photo. Everywhere we went, there was no photos. Not a single one. It was canvas painted. Like by an artist. It wasn't like, we're going to get this canvas and print it on canvas. Like, these were paintings.
Oh, that's dope.
At least they looked that way. So one thing that the guy told you giving the tour, who was from Lexington, Kentucky, went to high school.
Oh, he's from Lexington?
No, Louisville. Okay. He was from Louisville, Kentucky, went to Male. I know it's my cousin who coaches over there. Anyway, he was saying, how did you feel hearing him say, or do you remember hearing him say, how difficult it is to get an F and how easy it is to get an A because the faculty truly cares about your success and will make sure you get there? How did you feel about that? Or do you remember?
I do remember that. I felt good about it.
Because the reason I thought that would be significant for you is because the elementary school you were in and the middle school, now high school that you're at now, because of the small classrooms, of how much it's completely different from your first middle school.
Yeah.
You see the difference in the, I will say, quality of children there. Mm-hmm. You see the difference in the faculty and how much they care about your success and how they're open. They're always open and willing to talk to you. That's what I thought you would like about that. It's like, now this is, the only difference is, so we were explaining to Marcus and the kids of how, I use an example of my friend Ike, who's Nigerian, and he was explaining to me of why a lot of Africans come to America and they don't understand why African Americans aren't more successful. Because when they grow up, it's from children, the only thing they see is black success. They only see black presidents, black mayors, black lawyers, black doctors. Everybody's black. So they have a completely different perception of success versus African Americans. We have literally, the system is built against us. It's meant for us to fail. We only see, not only, but majority of what we see is other people succeeding. So he was saying, even at Morehouse, he said, you have the rest of your life to be a minority. It's good to come to a HBCU to be the majority, and you see that success, and it changes your perception and mind. And my friend Ike was telling me, he said, I had to re-educate myself on the African-American versus the African, because you all have a huge disadvantage that we know nothing about. So being at a school like that boost your perception of everything. It's just like, oh, I am capable of doing whatever the hell I want to.
So was there anything that stood out about Morehouse?
I guess the campus, like, I don't know how to describe the campus. It was like, for me, it felt small but also big at the same time. Mm-hmm. A lot of parts were like blocked by other buildings and trees. Mm-hmm. And then I remember there was a, what's that? It was an MLK statue, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was it pointing to? It was either.
It was pointing to a, it was a stone on the other side of campus. And he was pointing, basically, that's where they do their graduations. That's like a lot of the HBCUs, they have grass that you absolutely cannot step on. Mm-hmm. And he was pointing, oh, shoot, there's a lot of, and when they were building the school, this particular field of grass, that's where they found the remains of soldiers from the battle of, can't remember which battle, but they found the remains there. So, like, that's considered, you know, a sacred ground, and you can't step on that grass until, but a lot of HBCUs have it. They have land, like land that you can't step on until you graduate. Uh-huh. And that is another reason that he's pointing at that stone, that area. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, yeah.
So, you know, your grandfather, Martin Luther King, graduated from there as well as, yes, he did graduate from there. Don't shake your head like he didn't. He graduated from there. And Spike Lee and Samuel Jackson, obviously people who are more prevalent in the social climate and political climate for black people. But being that acting is one of the things you want to do, I figure I should mention two people that have a prominent prominent presence in Hollywood. You want to tell them the question you asked the tour guide?
The question I asked the tour guide was why the color is maroon and white, because I don't remember ever seeing that as a color in most schools.
It's more common than what you think, but
So they talked about the person that brought those colors to the school, because he went to a different school. This is back in 18-something or early 19-something. The school that he was going to, he wanted to bring the same vibe to Morehouse. So he brought the colors. But, Mark, that's the question. Now, granted, they couldn't answer the question. The tour guide giving it, he was like, yeah, I'm not sure. Neither one of them knew, but the way I was staring at the back of Marcus's head when he asked that, like, out of all the stuff you could ask after all this information, you want to know about these damn colors.
So we had to set another rule. I said, don't ask any questions that you can Google the answer. I was like, ask questions that have to do with your happiness at the school and how, and seeing if the school has the things that would make you happy. Anything else about Morehouse? Because we got six other schools to get through. But is there anything else that, but overall, let's do it this way. Maybe you can do it. If we rate the school as far as in 1 out of 10.
We'll do it at the end.
Well, no, because that's ranking them. I just want him to give a quick rate.
Oh, did you give it like a one out of ten? What's your score at that school?
I think it'd be 7.5.
No.
Okay.
Yours, Daddy?
I give it a 10. You see, I got the shirt on. Now, granted, I got shirts at most of these schools. If you're not watching, you're listening. I got on my Morehouse shirt. All right. I got on my J's to match.
And your
Eric, I'm gonna be at the homecoming this year. I don't know.
The 2.5 that it's missing is what?
I don't even know. I just.
It's just a 7.5. Okay, that's fine.
Hold on. We did this when we was traveling. I said, you just refuse to give anything a 10. Is that what it is?
Always. We're going to, in order to keep this going, because we're already almost at an hour, we will skip over Clark Atlanta. We're not going to tear the school down because they gave a terrible, they canceled the tour.
They canceled the walking portion of the tour, gave us a quick rundown. I know from talking to other people, that Clark actually has a lot to give. I know that what we got was not the representation of that school and not what that school wants to put out there. If anybody affiliated with that school saw what we saw, they would have been embarrassed and extremely pissed off. So we're going to try to do Clark again because it was sadly just I feel bad for the school after what they gave us.
So next up is Tennessee State University, the Tigers.
Not the only Tigers. Morehouse is Tigers also.
I know, you told me.
Baby. Oh, you looked at me like, that's the Tigers.
No, oh. No, that's not what I was doing.
They actually named a color of the Tigers. Like, they're the maroon Tigers because there's so many schools with Tigers. Anyway, that's a Googleable fact.
my opinion on TSU.
Yeah, well, what did you think about TSU?
I like TSU. I think the whole, I think me and Aiden both liked it, that was the first school that was one of the few schools that actually got to be inside of the buildings and not outside, because for me, I need to be inside the buildings to get an understanding of like what the classroom's going to be like, because since I'm always outside and the buildings are old, I see like some stuff like broken and stuff, so then it alters my perception of what the class is going to be. Like the classroom's gonna be like in the first place, then I get like a bad vibe from it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like the school. It's a really big campus. They had a performing arts building, which was one of the only few. I think one of the only few schools that had it, and it was like, I think it was in like a shape of piano, right?
Walking down the street, you look up at the building. It's in the shape. It's almost like a quarter moon shape, and it almost the way if you stand a certain way, it looks like piano keys. They did it on purpose. Like the windows are black, long black and short black, and then there's white pillars in between.
Oh, fire!
Yeah, it is extremely fire. I didn't know it when they first looking at it. But when they said it, I was like, oh my god, that is a piano. Go ahead, Mark.
I remember what else from the tour.
You said their biology is one of their, is that one of their top majors for TSU?
I remember them mentioning it. I can't remember though.
Okay. So other than the performing arts building being really nice and the campus feeling big, was there anything else that stood out to you that made you go, yeah, I like this school? It's hard to remember. Yeah. Nothing that stands out in your mind right now.
Yeah, nothing that stands out in my mind right now.
Rate it.
Rate it?
Yeah.
Like an 8 out of 10.
An 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Wow, Daddy.
TSU, I would have to give a 7.
Ooh, tell me why it's 3 points are missing.
Because I'm grown and I know what to look for. As you know, TSU, they just lost some federal, like, they in debt right now. However, they didn't give, their programs are dope, but it didn't give as much of an intimate vibe as, like, some of the other ones did. You know, it's bigger, which is nice. It's still a dope school. Like, if I could, I would have went there had I known about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
7 ain't a bad score. It's just when I think about HBCU and what I'm looking for, if I were to go to one, that's where I would put it.
Mm-hmm.
7.5.
Okay. So next was Fisk, which, again, shout out to Ebony. She's in the comments. She's like, why didn't y'all tell me that Clark gave y'all bad interview? She said, I was down the street. I could have fixed that.
Oh, it was, well, you know, Ebony, we was crunched for time.
No, not for Clark.
For what?
Fisk.
No. She's saying she could have fixed Clark. Clark Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
The bad, like, how.
Well, it was in the moment. It was raining.
I know, that's why
I told
her.
It was a storm coming through.
I'm just telling you what she said. She was like, why didn't you tell me? I would have had him fix it.
Oh, yeah. No, it was like in the moment. I'm thinking, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it at the end once we go through everything.
Okay, so moving on to Fisk University. What I was about to say, again, shout out to Ebony.
Yeah, thank
you,
Ebony.
We could not get a tour. It's their preview week, so the people on the campus are all, like, caught up in that. It's a lot of stuff. So she was able to talk to the head of director of admissions. He got a student, a senior at the school.
Yeah.
To put it together, and he made himself available for you all to ask him questions ahead of time.
He did an absolute phenomenal job. Like, hats out. That was probably, I was putting, like, Morehouse at the top of tours. He stepped in because it was a personal tour. This senior with all this experience, and I was like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he did that for real.
Did y'all get to talk to the guy, the
director? He was in a rush.
Okay.
I started to go in, and I could tell he was pressed for time. I was like, yeah, I thanked him. I was like, thank you so much for doing this. He was like, yeah, I'm going to turn you right over to.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked on off. I said, bet. So,
okay.
But go ahead.
I'll make
so, Fisk.
Send him a thank you note.
So, Fisk, it was, yeah, I think the smallest campus, and also, I think, one of the oldest. Well, I had a bunch of history,
mm-hmm.
at least. So, I can't remember everything, but I know that it had like this like really big. It's like the student center. I forgot what the building was called. But when you enter in, if you like go to like the right or left, and you look down like one of like these little like streetways almost, you'll see a giant building that was what was it used for?
That was the first. That was a. You talking about it's now used as dorms, I think.
No, oh, is it?
You talking about where Mr. Fisk stays?
No.
You talking about the building with the blue room and the yellow room?
Yeah, the gold room. Yeah.
That is, I think it has classes in it now. Well, I don't even know if you can go upstairs, but that was the original building that Queen Victoria donated to the school.
Yeah.
So that's what you were bringing up.
Yeah, I was trying to bring up that.
So, you mind if I?
Yeah.
There? So, yeah, Queen Vic. So, there was a chorus or opera, a chorus or whatever that went through. They were black, and they, of course, wouldn't get any love in the U.S., so they ended up traveling.
You talking about the Fisk Jubilee Singers?
Yeah, Fisk Jubilee Singers traveling overseas, and they sung in front of Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria understood all the crap that the U.S. puts black people through, so she gave money to the school and paid to have this fortress-type building built on campus to protect the black people. And you look at the walls, and the walls are like 2.5 feet thick, this building. So they have her up, and she also donated some more money. And I'm like, she was a real one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but then you go, and they have the blue room and the red room. So that's where people, not blue room and the yellow room. So that's where they went to date. They would, I can't remember the full thing, but they would go into those rooms to, like, meet each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they said 2 weddings, I think, have happened.
Oh.
And then they had the staircase that goes up, and, like, nobody's allowed to go up there, of course. But that, like, what I will say about Fisk is whether you plan on going there or not, Fisk is an absolute must. You have to go to Fisk to get the tour because it has so much historical value. Like, Fisk is, to me, feels like the most important tour to go on if you visit an HBCUs.
Out of
going
the 7
there
that
not,
you went to.
Out of the ones we went to, Fisk is like that, the stuff that they tell you on that. They have a tunnel that she had paid to get put in,
mm-hmm.
to get people safely into their building.
Yeah.
Away from any type of thing. All these HBCUs got these bells that they would ring just in case the Klan started coming around. And they said at was it at Morehouse?
At Morehouse, it was for peril at this, it was for like, I forgot, like celebrations almost.
Well, it is now. Mm-hmm. I'm saying what they originally were put up for, but they said it's only been rung twice recently. I can't remember which school it was. It was like when Trump got elected the first time, they rung the bell as a act of a threat. And then the last time it was rang was when he got elected recently as an act of a threat.
Yeah, that was more.
A few of the other, I think Fisk uses it more of a celebratory thing now. But yeah, no, that Fisk tour was mind blowing.
Right.
I'll give it a 4 because it's very small and I don't think it would, I didn't offer anything that I would really want.
Mm-hmm. And so, no, he's not rating it on the quality of the school. He's rating it as far as in what his preference towards it is.
Yeah.
And you?
You
can rate it off of the school.
I would give Fisk a 7.5 also.
Mm-hmm.
For one, even though it like a lot of they didn't like it because it was so small and the there's a very small percentage of men that go there. Like
it was 15 to 1.
15 to 1. And Aiden did that math and was like, oh, it's 66 guys that go to this school and the rest are girls. Aiden's biggest thing is because he wants to go into nursing. He's like, I'm already going to have classes with all women. I at least want to be around.
Right.
But it was extremely small. Like we stood at one point and it was a joke. He said, if you look at that building, look to your right and look at that building, look to your left, look at that gate. That's our entire campus. Like,
yeah.
But it has a lot to offer, though. Fisk is especially for what they pump out, it's an impressive institution.
All right. Next off was Hampton. I can give y'all the logistics at the end of how we planned this, but it's a lot. So Hampton University in Hampton, Virginia. Anything that stood out? Anything memorable?
Their student center, was the student center that we were in? I'm trying not to confuse.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to confuse Howard and Hampton because their names are similar, so I keep switching them in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But Hampton has a really nice campus. I think it was on a lakefront.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bunch of statues. I was actually curious about the statues, but they never went into them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a bunch of statues around the place.
There was one statue. Ooh, I can't remember who.
Was it Booker T. Washington?
Booker T. Washington was pointing. And
he was pointing to a oak tree, which is where...
Oak tree in a building, small building. Go ahead.
Yeah, where the slaves read that they were free, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this little small red building was where the slaves would learn to read, and they read there that they were free. And they still have that same tree and supposedly that same building. The tree, I could definitely believe, is that old. The building, who knows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this tour is, like, the most foggy in my head.
It's an enormous campus. Like,
was it really big?
It's huge. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, you said you fact-checked. Was that the largest of the?
Emancipation Oak, yep.
Hampton was the biggest one out of all of them.
Even out of FAMU?
Really?
Wait. I can't remember.
In your video, you had told me, just FYI, I made him do a video for every single school, like right after, because I knew this would be an issue for him trying to keep up with remembering. It's just a lot of information you being told really fast. But at that time when he did it, he was like, I think it's the biggest university of the ones we're going to, but FAMU might be bigger.
Yeah, no, Hampton was absolutely beautiful. That campus was beautiful. You could tell that Hampton.
No, FAMU's bigger.
Yeah, I was going to say it had to be. The fact that we were looking off in the distance and seeing skyscraper, 15, 20 story buildings with Hampton, FAMU on them. But anyway, Hampton, you could tell the upkeep of that campus, even some of those buildings, being as old as they are. How beautiful everything still looks.
Mm-hmm.
Like it looks like it was almost built yesterday to look old.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like the brick, all the brick was clean. Mm. Like I can look at structural buildings and tell you how old it is, if it's actually old or not. This I could tell, oh, this is extremely old, but very well kept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure like that for a reason, because you don't want it to look old. But
yeah,
no, Hampton campus was absolutely impressive.
I hear Hampton is also really safe. For Jack and Jill, my first Jack and Jill activity, I brought an alum from the different HBCUs. Actually, every HBCU you all went to, an alum came from. Yeah. Well, there was a couple that didn't. Nobody from Fisk or TSU. And the person from Hampton was like, do you like to feel safe, kids? Well, Hampton is where you want to come to. Okay, rate it.
I give it a 7.
Okay.
10.
He's like, give it 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Marcus didn't really ever go into like the things that they had to offer, so I don't think that really stood out to you. In your video, you didn't go through it at all.
Yeah. And a lot of times they would talk about the different buildings, you know, a lot of the different courses, but they didn't go into a lot of detail. And, you know, just the way the pace of the tour, you know, it wasn't easy to get in questions like that. So I get, you know, where he's coming from.
Well, due to having to go from Hampton to Howard, the Hampton tour started at 9:30. The Howard tour started at 2.
2, yeah.
Marcus looked down. You can tell him what happened.
So originally when Angel scheduled it out and we mapped out, everything was mapped out, it took, what, an hour and a half?
It took a little less than 2 hours.
A little less than 2 hours to get from one to the other. So we were, I'm assuming, toward the end of the Hampton tour. So we sat there in this beautiful chapel. This thing looked like it was 300 years old, which I'm sure it's not because ain't nothing over there that old, but this beautiful chapel and this lady speaking, and it's dead silent in there. She's sitting there going through everything about like tuition and, you know, how the intake, minimum GPA and all that stuff. And I was just like, you know what, let me make sure, you know, we ain't going to be held up. And I go to look and I put in the address for the
Howard.
And I'm like, it was like 3 hours and some change to get to Howard. And I'm like, we would need to leave. I told, I told Shanika, the other parent, one of the other parents, I'm like, we need to leave right now to be 10 minutes late to the next tour. Yeah. She was like, what? And I showed her my phone. I was like, let's go now. Like, mm-hmm. So as rude as I'm sure it seemed to a lot of other people, I'm like, because it's like, look, this chapel has got the old wooden benches. So we moving and the benches are squeaking and cracking and stuff and we getting up. But, did you rate it? Oh, we already rated it. Yeah. So headed to the next one. I was actually able to, it said we would get there, what time the tour start? 2?
Tour started 2.
It said we would get there at 2:15. I was able to get us there 10 minutes early, so 1:50.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a long story short. I was able to get us there. However, the address that I put in that was on the thing sent us to the wrong address, so we were still ended up being 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
Like, God dang it.
Yeah.
However, the tour had, it had literally just started once we got there. Once we got there, they had just finished like all these tours. They set you down in a room. They talk to you. They go over some things. Some of them may show you a video, give you a quick spiel of the, you know, campus and everything. And then they take you on the walking tour. So as we were walking up, they were walking out of the building. And I was like, bet. So at least we made this part.
So anything about Howard that stood out?
Howard gave the illusion of it being the biggest campus because of how much stuff was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very nice campus, of course. I guess science, like every science building had like their own separate building. So like physics had a different building, biology had a different building, chemistry had a different building.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember any of the science, but like almost every science had like a different building. And apparently they had like their own like attire too. Like, didn't you say you went to the...
I went into the biology building. I don't know if I was supposed to be in there or not. That cleaning lady didn't seem very happy with me being in there, but... everybody was walking around with scrubs on.
Mm.
Maybe that's why I stood out. I don't know.
She's like, what are you doing in here?
Yeah.
So what else?
And there's also, of course, the Chadwick Boseman, theater department or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they have, their own like theater building with, I think, dances on one floor, actual acting's on another floor, and then like the band's in the basement, I think. Yeah, and then like went on like people who came out of the, that program and a few other things, and then that's all I can remember right now.
Okay, Daddy, your thoughts on Hampton? Howard, did anything stand out?
No, Howard, it nothing really stood out. Look, getting there and then jumping in the middle of the tour, I'm sure my mind wasn't 100% in the tour. And so one, it was windy and it's loud. Like Howard, it feels like Howard is in the middle of the city and the city is in the middle of Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other schools, if you had trouble hearing the person giving the tour, is usually, but if you had trouble, it was because like maybe there was a group of kids talking nearby, mm-hmm. or something like that, or maybe a car, you know, a loud truck or something went by.
Yeah.
At Howard, it was always hard to hear because it was so loud.
Yeah.
Because again, like standing on campus for every single school, you knew you were on campus. You could look, oh, there's a campus building, that's a school building, that's a school building. At Howard, you can't tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can absolutely cannot tell. It's like unless you're in the middle of campus, you have no idea where you're standing.
You pointed out something that I wanted you to bring up, that on the tour you saw a lot of Asians taking the tour.
Howard.
Yeah, yes. That's what we're talking
about.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to remember which one. Yeah, make sure it was. Yeah, Howard, there were the other tours, there was mostly black kids. Every now and then you would see, I think at FAMU, there was like one or two white boys. Mostly there was all black. At Howard, there were so many Asians and Latinos, were Latinos taking this tour, more Asians than anything.
Mm.
And the group was big. And I told Marcus, judging from the schools and how the size of the tour and how many tours were going on at once, that goes to show you how many people are trying to get into this school.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Morehouse had, I think they maybe had one or two tours at once. Clark had one big tour, I think. Few other ones, you could tell they had one or two. Howard, it looked like they had seven or eight tours going on at once.
Yeah.
Like there was just groups of people here and there just walking, getting led. TSU had like looked like they had like four or five tours.
Okay.
Going. Like Howard's was a whole nother league. But we could only hear probably no shade to the young lady that's giving the tour. She was doing her best. But we could only hear probably 30% of what she was saying unless we were standing like right beside
right
her.
Oh, okay.
But for me it was like just being on that campus, it was a little off-putting to me. Like me personally, when especially in high school, I don't think I would have wanted to attend something that big and busy feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, Howard itself speaks for itself. Like it's Howard. What I will say, it's more Howard. I tell you the difference. Talking to people that went to PWIs and talking to people that went to Howard don't feel that different versus HBCU, we have gotten threatened by people that we love that we have to go visit the school to. Like, hey, you cannot go if you want to, but I'm gonna tell you what, you know. So yeah, I would say that's the difference in the field. Like,
yeah,
you know, just speaking to the two different groups.
Rate it, baby.
Howard,
yeah,
it's also a 7, 6.5. And that
6.5.
Yeah, I put it at a 6.
And a 6. I'm sure a lot of y'all gonna be shocked by those numbers.
No. When I say 6, it's because of the feel of the campus. The school itself and what they offer. Like I told Marcus, like a lot of success comes out of this. I mean all the schools, a lot of success come out of it. But Howard,
absolutely.
But Howard is on a whole different level. When it comes to what Howard has to offer, I would have to put it a 12 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like, let me make that clear.
Yeah.
I'm saying for me and my little country boy self.
Right.
What it has to offer, I truly do put it above, like, what there is out there to offer.
All right, let's go to the last school, Florida A&M. You know, Florida A&M.
Yeah.
I don't know why I want to say A&M because nobody says that. They say FAMU.
FAMU, yes. Yeah.
FAMU, home of the Rattlers.
The Rattlers. You know that dude that does the voiceovers with the somebody playing?
Yes. So please, by all means, tell me what you remember. That was the last school, so it should have had some sticking power in your brain.
So FAMU, it was the biggest campus out of all of them. One of the things that I liked about it was, of course, that they had that the theater department was very good. They did 5 productions a year. And then they also, on like the sheet that they gave us at the beginning of the tour, they had animal science and pre-vet as options for degrees.
And that's Marcus's currently one of his areas of interest that he wants to become, possibly.
Yeah. That was the only one that they had there that was impressive. That it specified vet and animal science and pre-vet.
What else? They're also one of the other schools that had a barbershop and a salon.
No, there's a few more.
Really?
I don't know. Absolutely.
I mean, the one that we toured.
Huh?
Was it the
No, the ones that we toured.
Who else?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. It was Morehouse. It wasn't the next one. Maybe it was a couple. That wasn't the only one, though.
But it would have been TSU.
Huh?
It would have either had to been TSU.
It may have been TSU. Anyway, go ahead. It don't matter. They had a bowling alley.
Yeah.
FAMU has a bowling alley on campus?
Yes.
They're not the only ones that have that either, I don't think. I thought that was the second time we heard a bowling alley. But, yeah.
I also can't remember any. I'm trying to think. I don't.
I think Hampton had a barber shop.
Okay. So did the campus seem too overwhelmingly big to you, or was it just like it's big?
I guess like it's big.
Yeah, I think it just seemed big because it's campus. It's kind of enclosed, not like boarded all the way around. But FAMU. You standing on campus, you know you on campus. When you enter campus property, it's obvious. Versus Howard, it's just like, I'm driving through the city. There's some kids with backpacks walking around. Or I'm walking down the street. There's a 7-Eleven. Sure, that ain't owned by Howard, but it's on. Is it on campus? I don't know.
Did you, did the school feel old, new? How did it feel? I know the buildings and how they looked seemed to be important to you, as far as, and especially since you couldn't see inside of the buildings. Did it feel like, oh God, I see a lot of broken things on here. What the world is the inside going to look like?
You don't remember?
Yeah, I can't.
FAMU looks brand new. Like it looks, FAMU probably has, I would assume, as going on tour, probably has the most money being poured into it of probably some of the top HBCUs.
Yeah. They have, what was it?
They have a wall of companies that they affiliate with and companies that give to the school. And not just like the big well-known companies like McDonald's and Taco Bell and GM and Ford. I'm saying like a lot of y'all probably don't even know Eaton. Eaton makes everything. Cummings, you probably see like Cummings truck, they make engines and generators. Like, I don't know, it's probably more than 100. What do you think? It was 10 by 10?
Yeah,
something that. Like that. That it's this crazy. Wall of, and they all have a plaque, and you have to donate a certain amount to get that plaque. And it's a growing wall. Like so the fact that you got GM and Ford on the same wall along with these, and these are companies that partner with FAMU is like, oh, I have a graduate coming out.
Yeah, I was about to say, they probably place a lot of people.
Yeah, they place a lot of people in these companies, and this wall was the companies on it. It was like, I wasn't surprised, like I said, the big, well-known corporations, but these like mechanical and engineering corporations like Honeywell, like design HVA systems for commercial buildings and supplies and stuff like that. It was just like, wow.
Rate it.
And give an 8
out of 10.
10
out of 10. So real quick, Marcus. Oh, the side note. I met a man yesterday while I was at my sorority's Founders Day because it was postponed, so we didn't have it until March. And he, older black man, he saw me talking to another soror. He was like, oh, yeah, you my wife's soror. He was like, she's from Beta Alpha chapter, and that's FAMU's chapter for Delta. He was like, I went there, too. He's an Omega. And he was like, you can't fail going to an HBCU. Yeah. He's like, you cannot fail at life because they are preparing you for the life you are about to live when you get up out of there. He said, they ain't no way. He said, they don't care about you at nobody's Harvard. He said, they want that check. He said, they don't give a damn. He said, but at HBCU, he's like specifically talking about FAMU. He said, you cannot fail coming up out of there.
And that's crazy because that's literally what we were preaching to the kids the whole time. Like, they don't know anything. Like, we trying to, like, tell them about, you know, when they hear about, like, the dorms, or they hear about certain things, and it's like they trying to base their rating of the school off that and stuff, and it's like we trying to preach to them, like, that you don't understand. Like, none of that matters. Like, the young lady on the tour, when we were at TSU, they were in the middle of their what were they in the middle of? Where the kids campaigned to be in office and everything, so they got their pictures up. One girl that went viral with her stuff from TSU. They got their pictures up all over. They were when we went into the gym, they have like a D1 type gym, like indoor track. They were all on the indoor track on the second level. They had food vendors. They like had sponsored all this stuff. So she sees this culture of the school, and she was like, well, no, this is better than that school because, you know, they have a culture over there. We were like, no, they have the culture at every school. You just witnessed that at that school. I said, they don't. You can't judge it off that. Like, they trying to judge off the dorms. Like, those dorms look old. I don't want to stay in those dorms. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Coming in as a freshman, you're going to be in the worst of the worst, all right? You haven't earned to stay where the senior is going to stay. You're going to be in that dorm. You ain't going to be worried about the dorm because you're going to be worried about your studies. You ain't going to spend no time in there anyway except for shower and sleep. They were thrown off by the communal bathrooms. I'm like, that's what you do.
Oh, of course, they don't know nothing about that.
So, yeah, they're basing it because I said, it's almost like, I said, have y'all heard of a Bentley or a Rolls Royce? I said, like, the experience at Clark, it's almost like we walked up on a Rolls Royce and trying to impress you, and somebody had just taken out the engine and transmission to fix it. And you're like, I don't want that. You ain't seen it yet. Like, you can't really judge a school off of just this tour and looking at a dorm room, judging how old the dorm room or the classroom looks. Like, you're going to get a lot more out of it than just what it looks like.
And that guy that I was talking about from FAMU, he's about to be their commencement speaker. So I was like, oh, he's somebody big, big.
You know, damn right I made a car analogy, Melissa.
Oh, listen, I made a car analogy to Marcus. I was telling him at the end, and then I want you to kind of give us an overview of just your thoughts on it. I told him, I said, because he's only a sophomore, my baby's 15 years old. He's got some time. He's got 2 years.
Yeah, one of the things I told him, I'm sorry, can I say this real quick?
You already started.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry, it was rude. One of the things I told him was because he seemed like he felt some kind of way because he was undecided and he was saying veterinarian, but he wasn't sure. And I was like, I whispered to him, I said, it's okay to be undecided. I said, a lot of these kids in here, even though they're saying a specific major, they're undecided. They just don't know it. Ebony was like, facts. I changed my major 5 times when I was in school. I was like, it happens. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said to him, I was like, you know, I would love for you to go to an HBCU, even though I did not. I said, but it's just like, I said, this is how I feel about an HBCU. I was like, it is like putting premium gas in your tank. It is like putting really good oil in your engine.
I said, man, look here.
Wait, I'm not done. I said, at a PWI, you're still putting gas in your tank. You're still putting oil in your engine,
it's just
right?
Regular.
But you're going to get a better performance out of yourself. Both are going to get you to your destination. Both are going to get you to whatever career you're trying to do. Both are going to make you educated. Both are going to be a part of your development into becoming an adult. But I do feel like an HBCU is going to just give you a better performance. Because, again, I know a lot of people that went to HBCUs. We all in the same place in life. So it's not as if they got somewhere quicker than I did. We got here at the same damn time. But I do understand the benefits they reaped. Now, also, my college experience, even though I was at a white school, I don't remember the white people. I was still having a very black experience, but I can understand how having professors specifically speaking to me because they understand what I'm going through as a black woman, mm-hmm. and for you as a black young boy, how that could have easily changed my mindset on some other things that I experienced in life, right?
And also speaking to you in a classroom where you are one of 15 versus one of 75 or 80.
I mean, they're small white schools too.
I mean, yeah, but they ain't gonna be mm-hmm. black professors.
So give us your thoughts, your hope for your next HBCU tour, which you would like to experience, or like just anything.
Yes, because this is not the only one. So y'all can stop threatening me because we didn't go to NCAT yet or Southern yet. All these other places.
I'm going to do another one. I'll tell y'all in a
second.
We're
doing it.
Go ahead.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I'm glad I went just so I can get like a better understanding of college and I guess HBCUs as well.
You're not quite convinced yet of going to an HBCU fully. Like you're still open, or no?
No. If I can, I want to go to an HBCU.
I did my job. You did your job. Continue.
I did wish I had a little more time and also, I guess, more on like, I guess a little more time.
A little more seeing inside of the building, seeing the like inner workings of what it's like to be a student there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can understand that. I think as we begin to narrow down, once you're closer.
Yeah, we can arrange it.
We can get more of that. But we can also, the tours, I think, online show you the inside. Virtual tours.
Okay.
Hold on. How did you feel about doing this with me?
It was fun.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. How did you feel doing this? I know you were listen, I got so excited. I booked this job. Marcus knew what that meant. And there was no joy.
Yeah. We talked about it out here. Y'all saw, I was just like, I got to do Angel's schedule. Yeah. But I think, like we said last time, the yin and the yang of that worked out perfect.
Yeah.
Like the fullness of you and the efficiency of me. Efficiency of you, efficiency of me, mm-hmm. like work together in that.
So.
And it's yin and yang, not ying.
Yeah, I'm always yinging.
Yes. Y-I-N.
This episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument is brought to you by Alloy Women's Health. Aging can be, let's just put it plainly, okay, crappy. Problem sleeping, hot flashes, brain fog. I said flog. That's due to aging.
Yeah,
brain fog. Weight gain. And decreased libido can hit us pretty hard. You hear that? That's because of aging, sir. Yeah. Decreased libido. Menopause is inevitable, okay? If you live long enough, it's going to happen. But it is treatable. I found out that almost half of women went 3+ years before seeking relief from menopause or perimenopausal symptoms. That's insane. So why would we even do that to ourselves? Why? That's because 43% of women report their doctors just never mention MHT. That's menopause hormone therapy as an option for treatment. Another 40% didn't even know where to go for a solution. That is so sad. I don't want that for us. That's why I'm so glad that these are our sponsors. Alloy can help you to live your best life, healthiest life through menopause and beyond, offering unlimited access to experts and safe science-backed treatments for your symptoms, skin, hair, and sexual wellness delivered to your door. Everything is done online from the comfort of your home or anywhere because, listen, where I can do it is where I can do it. So can you help me there? And they can. No waiting for an appointment or in line at the pharmacy. Alloy is fast, accessible, and their treatments actually work. So what you're going to do is you're going to complete your intake, right? The solutions are available that Alloy has by prescription. So you need to complete a short medical questionnaire and patient verification. And then your treatment plan is designed with the physician. So you'll work with a menopause-trained physician to finalize your personalized treatment, then tailor and it'll be tailored to your specific needs. And then you get a 3-month supply. Once approved, Alloy ships your prescription directly to your door with automatic refills. I absolutely love that there's a company out there helping women through this stage in age of life. We all are going to age if we're lucky, and our bodies go through a lot, and there's nothing wrong with that, but we should also be able to have access to help and to treatment that make that part of our life just as good as every other part, and Alloy is the way to go. I cannot recommend Alloy enough. Join the 95% of women who tried Alloy and saw relief in the first 2 weeks. Head to myalloy.com/argue. And tell them all about your symptoms, and you'll get a fully customized treatment plan, and you'll get $20 off your first order today. Head to myalloy.com/argue and enter code argue to get $20 off your first order. Thank you, Alloy, for sponsoring today's podcast. So are you happy with how this turned out?
Yeah, I am happy. Yeah, absolutely. It's like I said, it was a little exhausting hopping around. But I'm definitely happy how it went. I was telling Angel, going on these tours, it was a little discouraging. That I didn't get exposed to this and feel like I missed like a huge opportunity in my life. Mm-hmm. So I do feel that, like, going on it, as excited as I was. Excited as I was for them to see it, I definitely felt a type of way of not being exposed to this at all. Like, knowing about HBCUs, but never getting exposed, going on a tour or seeing what they may be able to offer me when I was coming through. Because y'all know I had a plan. Look, I'm proud of where I was. Like, mm-hmm. I was telling them on the kids on tour, I was like, you know, it was a conversation I was having at Marcus and M school, and a lot of the parents was talking about, oh, their kid has to go to UCLA or USC or Harvard or this, and they have to do this. And I told them, I was like, you know, the school is not going to be your child's career.
Right.
I said, when I was working, I had an office. My office was between two people that went to Ivy League schools, and we were all sitting there getting the same paycheck, and I was doing mine with a associate's degree from a community college. Mm-hmm. And I came in with a lot more experience. That's why my job was specialized.
You can always go back to school.
I am not for what?
To have the experience that
I ain't gonna get that experience. I wanna be young and dumb.
Oh yeah, no. The young is over.
Dumb is too. At least no, I think it is.
You can still be dumb if you want to, but the young you can't turn back. No.
But yeah, so that was like, it was just like, oh my God, I could've. But at the same time, I'm glad that they're getting to see it and hear it.
So real quick, how I decided which schools, and then we're going to wrap this up, how I decided which schools to go to. I was talking to Ebony. We were DMing each other. And first she tried to give me schools based off of region, location, which would be probably the smartest way to do it. However, I had a mission. My mission was to impress my son with HBCUs. Not to say that the schools we didn't go to were impressive. It was more so, my child has no understanding of what college is. Bump HBCU. Yeah. He doesn't know because none of his cousins are close enough to him in age where he would understand what a college experience is like. So I needed for him to not only fall in love with Black culture at HBCU, but also fall in love with even the concept of going to college and that being fun. So after she did the regions, I'm sorry, I was trying to find her email. I'm not her email, her DM. I was like, give me the schools that are going to impress my baby, right? Mm-hmm. These are some of the schools she mentioned. There was also other ones on there. NCAT was on there. And I was like, as I was trying to map it out, I was like, NCAT is too far away. These are the ones she said: Morehouse and Clark, NCAT, FAMU, Howard, and then she said either Tennessee State or Alabama A&M. So, because she did, oh, sorry, that's what it was. She did an East Coast tour, which was Morgan State, Howard, Hampton, Virginia State, and Norfolk State. A Southeast tour, which is NCAT, Winston-Salem State, South Carolina State. Another Southeast tour, which would be Morehouse, Clark Atlanta, Tuskegee, Tennessee, a state, Fisk, Alabama A&M, a Southwest tour, which would have been FAMU, Southern, Xavier, Dillard, Texas Southern, Prairie View. So she was giving me options. I sat there and I looked to see when each school had tours available because they have very select dates. And then I knew I wanted to start off at Atlanta because it was a straight through, and then I needed them to get acclimated to East Coast time. So I was like, they'll spend 2 days before they start a tour. And then I was like, we'll travel back west a little bit to Tennessee. I saw that there were flights from Tennessee to Norfolk that would get them there that night so they could wake up in the morning refreshed to go to Hampton. That's not exactly what happened, but that was my thought.
Am I going to fly out late, get to...
I thought that they would have enough time to sleep, like 8 hours, wake up refreshed, let's go. I like even mapped out rental cars. A shout out to my girlfriend, Daphne. Her son is who came with us. She threw her son onto this tour. When she heard I was doing it, she said, take my son with you. And Aiden, I love, he's such a chill child. And I was like, yes. Daphne, who, if you all follow me, like watch our vlogs, she is my girlfriend that taught me how to do credit card points. We have a lot of credit card points. So we did not pay for any flight at all. They were all points from my credit card that I used every single flight. So she helped me map out how to pay for them with the points. And we did the rental cars. And so after they flew into Norfolk, it was the drive to Howard. Howard was hard to get into. As Marcus said, you can see how many people are applying. They call it the Mecca for a reason. So if you ever want to do a Howard tour, book that tour early. And then the last was the down to FAMU. FAMU was important for him to see for me, and I thought it would not be a favorite on his list. I said, I just want you to see it because I never got to see it. Literally, that was that was it.
Yeah, these schools only talking about the school itself. Now, the cities, that's a whole different
thing. Oh, yeah, we're not here. You're here there to go to school, not to go to city.
Nashville, ugh.
And I will say FAMU alumni look out for each other more than any other school that I have noticed that has alum. Like FAMU alum, they going to hire FAMU alum. Howard is just going to get hired by whoever because Howard is very well respected. Mm-hmm. But FAMU looks out for FAMU. So Marcus.
Melody, yes. Go ahead.
I'm so glad you got to go. I'm so glad you made a dream of mine come true and that it turned out well. It was very, very depressing watching them have a... Marcus was... My husband was just friendly, happy, having a good time. That pissed me off even more.
What did you expect me to be?
Yourself.
I'd be having a good time traveling.
Not all the time. No, you had a great time.
Who was I supposed to be? I got some kids on tour. What you want me to be?
I don't know. I'm just mad that I didn't experience it. I said, oh, and this is.
Want the damn everybody around me to be miserable because
that's what I would have loved. No.
I said, all right, Kevin.
I said, no, Kevin don't plan it. I planned. Rank
I was with people I know, y'all.
I mean, but you're still easily, you can be easily annoyed, and you seem like you were in a good space the entire time. So I was also jealous that I didn't get to be annoyed about.
I'm easily annoyed when I'm annoyed. I ain't annoyed for no reason.
There were things that happened that I was like, oh, this is going to irk him. And you just.
And it wasn't your fault.
I know.
No, I'm just saying you could have planned it that part better, but it wasn't your fault. Thinking we going to fly in, get some sleep, and wake up the first thing next morning to be on tour? Yeah, that was just like, all right, y'all, we got to get in this room. Everybody go on, do what you can tonight. Because when we leave this room in the morning, we're not coming back, okay? We got to.
Rank them. Bottom. Number 7.
Fisk.
Oh, it moved to 7. It was 6. Okay, number and 6.
What do you mean?
Clark Atlanta was your number 7.
No.
I have the list you sent me.
I told you it was changing. Like, you don't have the most updated.
Oh, okay, I got it. I'm just saying. I'm telling him he changed it. So 6 is?
Fisk. I mean, Clark Atlanta.
Just because of trash-ass experience.
Howard.
4.
Hampton.
3.
And although this is tied, I don't really know.
And well, not the way you gave them scores. There was one that was clearly on top of the scores you just gave me. But you, in your head there.
FAMU, Morehouse, and TSU.
Yeah.
Are his top three.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, if you got that many schools, everybody's top three is going to be a tie. It's kind of hard to.
Yeah, because money will come into play. Getting accepted will come into play. Yeah. Just a lot of things will come into play that'll push.
Yeah, TSU is like
3.1.
3.2 is automatic acceptance or something like it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's,
if they gave you a I'm full like, ride plus some money, I'd be like, can't wait to fly to see you in Nashville.
I know. They,
Auntie Erica will visit you every single weekend.
Nashville is so trash. It's so racist in Nashville.
the instances y'all gave me, I was just like, oh, y'all are being hyper aware. I was like, that don't sound no different than any other place to me. And I was like, and it could be worse, being offered free dessert because people assume y'all are family. I'd be like, this is the type of racism that works. Okay, y'all, we are going to let y'all go. Patreon, we'll talk to y'all for a couple more minutes before we get up out of here.
I'm sorry, Ebony, but you know.
We are so, excited for our son. Hopefully the tour didn't overwhelm you and just sparked your interest in school. Thank you, Marcus, for being such a good chaperone, driver, the man.
They threw me in that man seat so quick.
The man.
Ebony was like, look, this is my girlfriend, but we are women. So you you grab these suitcases and drive us around.
For being the protector, for being such a good sport for the whole thing and stepping up into a position that I thought I was going to get to be in, but I wasn't. And I will be okay. I'm just going to talk to God about it. I was like, so I still can't see FAMU. Okay, Lord.
We go see FAMU.
Yeah, and he'll be like, here's another job. I'll be like, that's all we need to do. Plan for me to go to FAMU. God's going to give me a job.
There you go. Damn it, next week.
That's what I told Erica. Anytime I think I'm going to see you, I book a job.
Go see Erica next week. I'm going to go see her too. God be like, take your ass home. Ain't nobody going to do you outside the norm. Nobody want to see you.
As always, you can get self-care merchandise from shopmamalikes.com. That's mama spelled M-A-M-A. What about you?
We didn't get a chance to talk about that. Sorry, Patreon. We'll talk about it next time. Man shit, you can go to manshyt.com. Beard and body butter. If you are putting an order, I'm sorry, it's not out because I was gone, and I got to make some more tonight. That's why Angel couldn't do it for me. And that's it for now. And y'all know where to find me. What's your handle?
No, you don't share your personal handle. Share your one with all your brothers. You can they can follow you where?
Oh, on Tanksley Pride on Instagram.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, yes, the vlog. I don't know what vlog is going to be, but I did vlog the entire trip.
Yes, that'll be coming up in probably by the end of this
week. I didn't vlog. There's a lot I didn't, but there's a lot I did.
Because we're almost through the Disney stuff, so
I was,
yeah.
I was moving and grooving, y'all, so it's hard to do everything.
Okay, so y'all should be getting that by the end of this week, I do believe. All right, thank you so much to our sponsors, and until next time, we'll talk to y'all later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.